This is episode 50 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of November 3rd, 2008.
This is Arnold. I'm the governor. You are listening to the award-nominated Interactive Distractions. What the hell is a distraction? What the hell is broccoli? Yes!
It's time for me to walk.
Coming up on this week's episode, we have our weekly distractions. Well, at least two of us do. Somebody didn't play any games. Not going to name anyone, but the name rhymes with Jason. We're going to run down our gaming news. We're going to talk about whether a demo is different than a beta, or a beta different than a demo. And I don't know, it gets confusing. Just give it a listen. We're going to hit up our listener email, run down some new releases, and then, of course, do our build-it-yourself question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 50.
Whoa, number 50.
50.
50.
50.
50 dollar, not 50
Gotta
cent.
Be down. 50.
Guys, can you believe it? 50 episodes?
Yes.
With each other?
I can't believe we made it past two.
I know.
I can't believe we actually do a podcast anyway.
I can't believe people listen.
People listen to this crap? What the hell? Okay. Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Video's done.
Yes, yes, finally. Very good, by the way.
I liked it.
It's awesome.
And, well, thank you, first and foremost. So I thought that I'd have a lot more free time, but no, I'm not quite there yet because I had a lot of projects that got backed up. So maybe next week I can play some games. That would be awesome. That would be great.
That would be awesome. This whole thing, right?
Yeah.
It'd be nice to hear you talk about games on our video game podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that seems a little cliche. I don't know if I should.
This isn't how to make a video cast audio podcast, you know? Yeah.
That would be nice.
Oh, my God, I'm so busy. No, we're going to Connecticut again, and I'm actually not making that up, for a Halloween party, kind of a family gig.
Lisa's family, for a Halloween party.
Do a big Halloween party every year, and they keep inviting us, and we keep saying, oh, yeah, we'll be there. But this year is the last year that they're doing it, so we kind of have to go now. So,
Can't dodge that bullet.
I know we will.
Cool.
But bear in mind, the last time I was there, it ended in vomit and pain. So,
well, just be careful. Be careful how much you drink this time. That's all.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Those guys are bad influences. All the cousins are younger than us, and yeah.
Let's do some shots.
I can't keep up. I try, but I can't keep up. Getting old.
What do you mean getting?
Ouch.
I fired.
Find a fourth contest. Oh, sorry.
Find a third.
Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. Game overload, though, dude. I think I've bought four games in the last 2 weeks, and I'm just don't know what to play. It's crazy. But I'm liking it. I mean, I can't complain.
There's a ton of good stuff coming out lately.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
I'm very thankful for Gamefly, by the way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be hurting.
Yeah, we don't have that in Canada, so
I haven't signed up from video stores.
You don't have Moosefly?
Nope, no Moosefly yet.
Delivered
Caribou
by Canadian
Games
Mountie.
Went out of business. So
nice.
Yeah,
cool.
So the thing about it that sucks when there's too many games is I find if I get frustrated with one, I'll just turn it off and play another one. And then I can't stick with one game for more than too long, and it kind of drives me crazy.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that's why I don't finish anything. And this time of year, usually, I'll finish like maybe three games out of like seven or eight. I'll buy.
Seven or eight. That's all.
Yeah, that's limiting. Yeah, no kidding.
This month, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Cool.
What about you, Chris?
Not much going on. Not much different from last week. Some of the listeners know that my mom was in the hospital last week, but she's out finally.
And
she's doing better, and hopefully she's going to be back on her feet as soon as possible. The doctor said it's going to take another month or so before she's, you know, back to 100%. So we'll see what happens. But that's my last 2 weeks or so have been primarily trying to you know, keep my mother's spirits up and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Real quick, why don't we go over what we've got going on before we jump into the show. For those who haven't heard yet, we were nominated for a podcast award for Best Gaming Podcast of 2008.
Yes.
By podcastawards.com. And if you think we are the best gaming podcast, or you just want to support VG Evo, then go out to podcastawards.com and vote. You can vote once per day. And I'm surprised at how many people actually have been voting once per day. I mean,
yeah,
we've been getting a lot of enthusiasm about it. People are coming on, put my vote in for today. And, you know, it's kind of cool to see that backing.
Kind of brings a tear to my eye, actually.
Yeah.
It does.
I can't believe that less than a year ago. Cool. What else we got? The Find a Fourth contest is in full swing, and people seem to be getting excited about it, though we still haven't had more than like 3 entries. So hopefully we'll get some more entries. For those who don't know much about it, the Find a Fourth contest is basically give us a voicemail of what you think would be a good feature and why, and you can send it to us, and we will choose the best of the bunch, and we'll bring the winner on to discuss the feature that they talked about.
And we'll fight you in Mortal Kombat.
And we don't want to discriminate, but you will have to be able to speak English because, well, we don't speak any other language.
Well, that's true.
I know a little bit of Pig Latin. That's about it.
Care to give us a demonstration?
No.
Okay.
Oh, nay.
Because I was lying.
You guys can find out more about that on VG Evo. Let's see what else.
To clarify things, it is just for one show, unless we really, really like you and you pay us a lot of money or something. Mm-hmm. Then you can stay for a while.
Like 2 shows, maybe.
Maybe.
We're not trying to replace Jeff. You know, that was just a joke.
So you guys say now. Jerks.
Jerk store.
I haven't said that in so long.
I know.
Thanks for bringing it back.
I keep waiting for you to bring it. And it just
are you bringing Jerk Store back?
In a while.
I think I'm going to bring Jerk Store back. I haven't said it in a long time.
Cool.
In January, we are going to be doing Project Free MMO, which is, I don't even know if we ever actually decided on what the name was. That's just kind of what I threw at it.
It works.
We are taking suggestions for free massively multiplayer online games. The question came up this week if it had to be an RPG. No, it doesn't. But that just seems to be what everyone thinks about when we talk about massively multiplayer games. So you can make your suggestions at VG Evo. And what we'll do is next month we will hold a vote for people to pick a few. And we will do, 2-3 shows in January where we talk about those specific MMOs.
I can't wait.
Yep.
I can't either. We've got some really good suggestions.
Cool. I hope people play with us too.
Yeah, that is definitely the point. So we want you guys to play with us. So suggest games that you want to play. don't suggest like the crappiest MMO out there and expect us to
and
to
if
like
you do,
it.
This is like the crappiest ones. Just be prepared to play with us because
that's right.
Suckers.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get to it. Episode 50.
Jason. Yeah.
What is distracting you here on episode 50?
I'm trying to get distracted by games. You know, I actually set everything down the other night, and I'm like, screw this project stuff. I need a game for a little while. So I popped in the, or turned on the L360 and realized that, oh, shit, I put my other hard drive in. I thought I was being a smart guy, right? So I've got 2, like, 20-gig hard drives, and one was full. So I popped in the other one, thinking, you know, because I wanted to download some demos on there. And, you know, I did, like, download my gamer profile and all that. That takes a good 5-10 minutes or whatever. Finally do that, and the damn game freezes up on me. Castle Crashers. So,
what?
Yeah, I tried that again. I was hoping that maybe on a different hard drive with like a different save file or something that that I'd have some luck, because on the other hard drive, I can't save my game at all. Hmm. Like, it'll go through the whole saving thing, but as soon as I exit the game, it wipes
starts
out.
Starts you over. That sucks.
Yeah, you were having that problem before. That's really messed up.
It's really messed up. I can't even play it. It sucks. So I went back to the other hard drive, and then lo and behold, I had to download my gamer profile again.
Yep.
Which took another 5 minutes, and then at the end of the process, it said, Xbox Live is down. Cannot process requests. And I'm like, son of a bitch. So I've been sitting here for like an hour just fucking around with stuff, not playing anything. So that was just more frustrating than anything. I did take my frustration out on Rock Band 2, which is great. Mm-hmm. I downloaded a couple songs from the Motley Crue pack, namely Kickstart My Heart.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. Oh, that's so much fun. I think that's my favorite song to play on there now.
Oh, really?
It might be. Hell yeah. Time to lose my idol. In more ways than one. Anyway. Trying to think of what else. Oh, well, Fallout 3 is on its way from Gamefly, supposedly. I was going to go and buy it the other day, but then Gamefly said, oh, by the way, we just shipped this to you. And I'm like, shit. All right, fine. I'll wait a few days and then get it from them. And then I can't even play this weekend. Damn it. Oh.
Whoa.
I don't know when I can play it. Guys, can I have a week off next week?
Sure, why not?
So I can actually play some games. Cool. I think that's about it, though. So lots of anticipation to play Warhammer and Fallout 3 next week. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't jump on Warhammer after you finished the video.
No, still got shit to do. So I'm backlogged at work and a couple other projects at home. So fun.
Well, you better start playing some games, Jason.
No shit, or I'm going to lose my chair.
It's your fucking job.
Jeff, go for it.
All right. And let's go through the games I recently bought because they're new. NBA 2K9, played a little bit more of that, playing through the season. So still good. I haven't tested out the what's called living rosters yet because the season just started yesterday or 2 days ago. So I should probably log on and see if they've actually done anything with that. That should be interesting. Played a little bit of Guitar Hero World Tour at a friend's place last weekend. Have you guys tried it? You guys have both tried it, right? Or I know, Chris, you've at least...
I tried it at Best
Buy,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it. I'm not sure if it's just because I'm used to Rock Band and Rock Band 2 and the instruments. I like the drums. For one, his drum set was unfortunately one of the ones that has the issue with the red pad. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but it doesn't register like half the time.
Yeah.
It really, really sucks. So if there's like a song and the beginning of the song starts with rapid beats of the red and that's it, you're pretty much going to fail out unless you really, really smack them really hard and just hope that they register. But, That was an issue. Another issue I have with the drums, and I haven't seen anyone really complain about this on any forums or anything, so I'm wondering if it was just something wrong with the calibration or if there's something to do with options, but it seems like the drum, there's a bit of a lag on it to where it seems like they compensated this little, I guess we'll call it a feature. So if you're playing online, lag won't be an issue, but say you miss a note, it'll still play it, but then the next note you go to hit, it won't play that. Even if you hit it dead on. So it's not like you're playing in real time. It's really weird. So say a song opens up with like, let's say four consecutive bass notes or bass beats. So if you don't hit anything the first time, you just like let the first bass thing go by, you'll hear it. You'll hear it go boom. So you're like, wait, I didn't hit anything, but it still made it. So you're like, okay, whatever. So then you go to hit the next one. It'll show it register, but it won't play anything. And then say you take your foot off again and not play the next one, you'll hear it. So it's kind of like it's one note behind for some weird reason. And it just kind of took me out of the experience. So I was playing the drums. I felt more like I was just kind of matching up the pattern as opposed to actually playing it in real time like Rock Band does. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does.
It does.
And it made it really weird because it made it easier because I jumped right to hard because I figured, okay, it can't be that much difficult than Rock Band and I just got to get used to the drums. And I only failed at it two songs, and we played about 30 some odd songs from beginning to that point. Yeah, and I didn't fail at once, because when I got to a really hard part, I would just basically wail on them and just make sure I was hitting one note over and over again. If I missed one, or if I hit one at a certain time, it would kind of register for the next hit. And I came close to failing, but I never actually failed out. I think there's one song I failed out on, and that was one, like I said, that the beginning was just basically red, 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 red for a good, like, 20 seconds. And that was the only one because it doesn't register. Mm-hmm. So, but set list is pretty cool. All the songs on it seem to be really long, though, which kind of got annoying because when you're doing the set list, you have to do the set that's in them. It's not like Rock Band where you go to the different venues and you can choose to like two song list or choose like a three song list or whatever. You have to do, if there's like five songs in that set list, you have to play through all five. So, and some of those lasted quite a long time. Okay. But I mean, it's kind of like a minor gripe. But we played basically to when you can open up the tool songs, because the tool songs you have to open up by getting 8,000 credits, and then you have to buy those songs. And also the tool songs, I guess, because tool's very weird with licensing. They've never licensed their music before, and they're very kind of, I don't know, I guess conservative when it comes to like their image and stuff. So I guess they didn't want any kind of even animated band portraying their music. So instead of showing the band up there playing White Planet songs, it actually has some weird funky art style that looks like some Tool would think up. Yeah, it's really weird. It's like, it's this thing in the background, these two worm things with like human faces on them moving around. It's really kind of trippy. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of cool. But
yeah, I guess.
Other than those drum things, it's pretty much, it's Guitar Hero, basically. It's pretty cool. It's fun.
Do they have any kind of like calibration option like they do in Rock Band?
You know what? We didn't look. I'm guessing they should.
I think they do. Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure they do, because when I was playing at Best Buy, I think one of the little things that came up, like, you know, the messages they give you while a song is loading, was something about lag and going to calibrate the settings.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't have, like, the auto-calibrate like the new Rock Band stuff does.
No.
Well, with the guitar, anyway.
Yeah.
Like I said, the drums thing, we're going to look for it, but then it's not even a matter of lagging on when it hits. You see it actually hit and register. But if you missed a note before, you just won't hear that note. It'll just keep it in like a memory for the next time that beat comes up, then it'll hit it for you. It's really, really weird.
Odd.
That is kind of weird.
It's really weird. So anyone out there, if you've noticed that, let me know, because I haven't seen really anyone really write about that. But that's what I noticed right away. I was like, this is just freaking weird. And I was showing my friend didn't really believe me. I'm like, no, seriously, watch. I will not touch this drum set for the beginning of the song, and you will hear the first like beat of this song. And fair enough, it happened. So. Yeah. So far, I think I'm going to stick with Rock Band, and the drums are pretty cool. It took a while to get used to. I think the cymbals sit a little bit too low on the drum set, so sometimes when I'm doing fills and stuff like that, my sticks would get caught going up on the cymbal. And there's no fills actually in the actual Guitar Hero. That's another thing I missed. I'm like, oh, Rock Band is so cool when you get to put in your own fills and stuff. So
yeah,
and activate star power. Don't you hit two of the drums
at the same
time?
You hit the two cymbals to do the star power, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just different. That's why it's weird.
Exactly. Like I said, it might just take some getting used to. Plus, I like the Rock Band 2 set list way better.
Do you really?
Did the cymbals not feel like flimsy to you?
No, not at all. The cymbals actually were my favorite part. Like, hitting those cymbals is actually pretty cool.
It must have been the set that I was on at Best Buy. Because the set that I was using at Best Buy, it was... And it very well could be, because, you know, everyone knows that people trash that shit. But the cymbals were really flimsy. They didn't seem to register all the time. I didn't have a problem hitting the red pad. It was that hi-hat cymbal that I was having trouble hitting. Because I would hit it and it wouldn't register. What's that?
How about the souped up tempo? Were you on a roll?
You're on a roll. Got to go solo.
No.
Rolling. Were you rolling your 5.0?
No.
You're not even going to play along, are you?
Okay. No, I'm not.
All right, move on.
Do you even know what we're talking about?
kind of, sort of.
We'll move on.
Rolling of the 5.0 I got, but that's it.
Oh. Okay.
So we can move on.
Whatever, Vanilla Ice. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Little Big Planet, picked that up last weekend. Still fun. The more I play it, though, the more I wish that the characters had, I want to say, normal platforming physics, which basically aren't physics at all. Just because playing the games is just so frustrating sometimes when you just want it to play. You want it to be. It just seems like it's sometimes not responsive because it's so floaty, and it's kinda, you'll get frustrated to hell at some of the stages. It's like, fuck, if you only jumped like Mario or Sonic, I would have cleared that. But it's so much fun. Sorry,
it's a trade-off though.
I mean, it is.
There's so many other bright points about the game.
And when you're playing it online, when you're able to get online, because it has tons of problems right now with connecting and lag. Lag is atrocious sometimes. And I was playing with a couple people yesterday. But when it actually works, it's so much more fun online. I love standing on a platform waiting for somebody to like walk by me, and then I'll like smack them into a pit or something. It's really fun.
You're a damn griefer, aren't you?
What Jeff is basically saying is, I love being a douchebag.
That's what I do. It's a lot of fun. Tanya's loving it too. She couldn't wait to play it, and she was playing it last
night.
She got home before me.
Do you knock her into pits of fire too?
Oh yeah, yeah. I smack her around in the game sometimes too. But no, it's good.
Right.
It's definitely worth it. I can't wait to see what people start to come up with now. And there's already some good levels on. There's a Batman level on there that was really, really well done.
What?
Jason, I don't know if you played it. Yeah,
oh,
I should probably
shit.
Send you the name of it. It's so cool.
I hope Walmart's still open by the time. Yeah, they're open 24. Okay.
You get into a Batmobile and everything. It's pretty badass.
No way. Yeah, oh, man. Shit.
It's cool.
I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, I can wait a couple of weeks on Little Big Planet. Fallout's coming.
No, you can't.
No, it's going to get okay. I really hope they fix that. They patch it soon, or at least get the servers up and running better, because I don't find as much enjoyment playing it single player as I do multiplayer, because I'm not interested in the creating stuff at all, because I'm not creative. So I'll put like a big box in the middle and be like, hey, there's my level. Get around it, bitches.
You jump on a button and like all the little like orbs fall down, you get shit tons of points.
Yeah, well, that's
like, you win.
That's one thing right now that is a lot of levels now online, and that's all they are. They're like, get your trophies levels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you know that's not going to stop either. Unless Media Molecule / Sony jumps in and says, hey, you know, that's cheap as shit. And they won't. I don't think they'll do that.
No.
Rather that than, you know, penis levels, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they'll show
true.
Up at some point.
That's true. You'd I'd rather
choose
them
your
focus on less penises and vaginas than the
right.
game.
Vaginas I'm totally cool with. Bring it on.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, the penises thing, that's not cool.
Little big vaginas?
Yeah.
too much experience. I'm just kidding.
Her vagina was a little big.
Oh, man. Almost as big as Chuck's mom's. Oh,
snap.
Wrong show.
Yes. Yeah, but if the levels are cool, like if they're designed cool, when you get all those trophies, all right. Because I think his name's Pop. Whatever that is, Pop Tate. Pop Tate.
Oh, Tate.
Tate.
Po Tate.
He gets pissed off if you call him that. But yeah, I'm trying to be nice and try not to be a douche. But he made a level. I can't remember what it's called. It's Super Something Stunt Slide or Satisfactory.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I tried it out and it's actually pretty funny. You go down this huge ice slide and then you like jump over this huge like fire pit and stuff, and it gets you like 5 trophies while doing it. But it's actually pretty fun. You should check it out. And people are just copying levels now, which is annoying because I've kept hearing about this good Shadow of the Colossus level and God of War level, so I'm checking out online to find which one is the actual originals, because the ones I did weren't really that good. So I'm like, these are obviously just rip-offs because there's many of them now, so I can't wait till they have a kind of filtering system, a better one than they have now, than simply just like rate this level.
Yeah.
But yeah, good stuff. Dead Space, still going through that. I'm probably just more than halfway through my goal. I have tomorrow off, so my goal is to actually beat it tomorrow. So
nice.
Cool. I should have it beat by next
week. I saw
that
on the 1UP show, and as I was watching, I was like, man, this game looks really good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's like there's too many friggin' games. It's like I want to get Dead Space, I want to get that, I want to get, I'm Resistance and Gears, and just too much shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Play a little bit more Wipeout. I'm sad people seem to be moving away from Wipeout, and it hurts me inside. Because I always go online, I'm like, oh, maybe people want to play Wipeout, and everyone's playing other games
Little
now,
Big
like
Planet.
Resistance 2 Beta, and Dead Space, and Little Big Planet. But, come on, people, play some more Wipeout. It's still fun. So I try to open up more stuff in my single-player game. Fable 2, still going on with that. I still like the game, but it hasn't grabbed me like a lot of other games do. Like, I still, when I turn it on, I find I'm having fun playing it. But, I don't know, I don't have the drive to play it all the time like some other games, but it's still good. I've opened up quite a few things and pretty far in the game, I think, right now. Actually, not that far at all, but yeah. I've got to a part.
Are you or aren't you?
I'm not that far, actually. I'm just at the first time where you actually skip forward another 10 years besides when you're a kid. But I thought the game was kind of too easy at that point. Then I had to go through this thing called the Crucible. It's basically like 8 levels of battling in an arena, and I got my ass kicked so many times in there. But you can't really die in the game, so. But your guy gets all scarred up and shit. But my guy's totally evil. He's basically all like white skin now and like red eyes and stuff. It's pretty crazy.
Your dog changes too. When
yeah,
when
my
you're
dog's like
too,
all
right?
black now, and his eyes are starting to turn red.
I was watching on the episodes. I was catching up on the 1UP show this week, and one of the episodes they had Fable 2 there on, and one of the guys on there said that he was going evil, and he walked into a town, and. One of the townspeople came over and kicked his dog.
Yep.
So he proceeded to kill everybody in the town.
Yeah.
Well,
he literally the guy just walked up and kicked the dog. It was hilarious. Yeah.
I had a mission where I had to go and basically massacre an entire town. But then I went back a few days later and there's people in the town again. I was like, that kind of, you know, I don't kind of takes it out of the experience. I was trying to look for the same people that I killed before, but. I don't know. It's still, I guess they're looking for more of like a folklore, like basically like a fable type story where it's not supposed to be all like necessarily dark and realistic. So, but I don't know.
So they were looking for a fable story in Fable?
Yeah, weird, eh?
Boggles the mind.
After seeing it, I was somewhat interested, but there's something about it that just doesn't sit right with me from watching it.
It's still not right. It's still not like I don't know.
It's just the motion of the characters, I think.
I don't mind that. I just find like the whole environment of it, it's so lush looking, so like pretty and like bright and stuff, but it's the people in the actual towns that the fact that they know everything, if you kill somebody in one town, everybody knows in every other town. They always make comments and stuff, and like why should they should know they weren't in that town, and they always act really retarded around you, whether they like you or not. And if they hate you, you can just do a couple expressions and all of a sudden they love you again. And I don't know. They still need to, I think for Fable 3, they need to work on when you actually make like choices and stuff, and when you piss somebody off, they stay that way, and you know. But
so you can win them over again after you've
killed
their family members.
Exactly. Give them some chocolate and they love you. Then you go slaughter like their wife and they're like, oh, you're my hero. You're a dick.
But you're a dick too.
But it's okay. I'll follow you everywhere.
Yeah.
You kill my whole family. Want me to follow you into this, you know, this abandoned house? Sure. I'll do that.
Is this for real?
No, I'm serious.
Not exaggerating?
I'm not even lying. When I went to butcher that massacre, that whole city or whatever, I was like, hey, there's like one guy left. I'm like, I'm going to see if I can get him to like me. And I got him to actually like me. And then I'm like, hey, follow me. And I made him walk all the way with me to the place, the shadow temple where you can sacrifice people.
Oh my God.
I'm like, here, stand in this circle here while we friggin' torch you.
Okay.
Oh, that's actually, no, did I tell you the story about my wife?
I didn't, maybe.
I guess this is for fun. This is actually pretty funny. Before I knew whether I was going to go good or evil, I decided, like, yeah, I'm going to go evil, but I want to see what it's like to be married because I've never been married in a Fable game. So I talked up this girl, whatever, and married her.
Chatted up some random, you know.
Exactly, you know. Brought her to my little shack, and, you know, yeah, we did the dirties. And next thing you know, it's like, hey, you have a daughter. I was like, what? Oh, fucking great. I have a daughter from having sex with this girl one time. And
yeah, it's pretty immediate.
Yeah, it's like literally like right away. So I have this like crib now and the thing. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go evil. So I got my wife to follow me to the Shadow Temple.
Oh, no.
You get more evil points if you like kill members of like the people like that are close to you or whatever. So I sacrificed her and then all of a sudden that got rid of the baby. They're like, oh, you're not fit to be a father. So the child services took away your kid.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, there goes that burden. But yeah, I actually felt kind of bad though. I was like, wow, she's actually following me. And then she's like, where are we going? Let's go somewhere fun. And I'm like, oh, we're going somewhere fun.
You're fucking heartless. Man.
I have to play evil.
Tanya, you're listening to this? Don't follow him at night.
I played a good guy in Mass Effect. I alternate. Fallout 3, I'll probably be a good guy if I pick that up. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing, but it's taken up a lot of my time, and it's too much. I want to have those done by next week, because we all know what comes out next week, and it's going to be a huge week.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Yes, it is.
Still on my radar. I passed on picking it up.
On Fallout? On Fable?
On Fable, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
it's just because of the co-op stuff.
Really good game. The co-op is totally ass-tacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll fix that.
I doubt it, but hopefully.
Yeah. Mine will be quick because I don't have that much stuff on here. More Order of Ecclesia. We talked about this. I talked about this a ton last week, but I did want to mention one thing. For anyone who avoids Castlevania games because they don't like the backtracking, this one will probably work for you. And the reason I say that is because the backtracking that you do have to do is very easy because of the fact that all the maps are separate and you can go to any map at any time. So it makes it very easy, like when you get the double jump, to backtrack to the two or three places that you have to go to where you couldn't reach something. And all of the maps, like the little areas on the large overhead map, have been relatively small. So you can get through like the entire map in 5 or 10 minutes, and you know, maybe there's a boss fight, maybe there's not, that kind of thing. So it's like it's a Castlevania game. It's one game that has all these little distinct packages, and it's I don't know. It makes it a lot easier for me to play, and it's a lot more fun that way.
Neat.
Rock Band 2. I got to play some online quite a bit and some single player as well. I played online with Ricky and with Glenn, mm-hmm. and they decided to take on this 9-song set. I forgot what the name of the set was, but I decided to play guitar on expert.
Oh, no.
And after like, and I did fine like the first 2 or 3 songs, but after that we were getting to like the really harder level songs. That not only have I never played, but some that I have never heard.
Oh no!
Like, because I don't do Metallica. I'm not a big fan of Metallica. And the Metallica song that's actually in Rock Band 2, I can't remember which one it is.
Oh, it's
that was one of them. And when I got tough. To that on expert, it just kicked my ass.
Battery. That's the song. That's on.
Battery. That was it. Yeah. And that song kicked my ass. Like the other, like the, there's like 2 or 3 songs before that that I got through, but I kind of struggled through. And it was, you know, it's just one of those situations where after it was done, it's like, all right, songs I don't know, definitely do on hard and not expert. So, but yeah, it's God, we had so much fun though. It was a lot. It was, I love the fact that there's voice chat. I love the fact that, you know, that you can do world tour online now. It's just, they just, everything, like the few things that you could complain about with the first Rock Band are gone.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like it's Rock Band 2 is just it's just a fantastic music rhythm game, and you know anyone who's looking at it should be anybody who's looking into getting into the genre. This is what I would suggest.
So it's not just a huge set like song pack,
right?
It's a huge improvement.
Yeah, it is definitely a huge improvement. I got to try out the new drums this week, and my buddy John came over and he brought the cymbals with him. And so, cause you got the cymbal pack and I was like, all right, well, let's see how this works. And basically for all intents and purposes, the cymbals just duplicate 2 of the drums. It does feel different. Like there's, while I was playing the game, I didn't quite use the cymbal on the left side as the hi-hat so much because it didn't feel right to me at the time. Cause I wasn't used to it, but whenever I had to do a crash cymbal whenever I had to hit the far right, it just felt natural to go over there and hit that cymbal, you know, it was really good feeling. So, I would suggest that, you know, looking into that to people who are looking to, actually get the cymbals, it's worth it. You just got to get used to them. That's all. Cool. Let's see what else. There was a demo released today.
I was
very happy to download. And that demo was Mirror's Edge, one of the games that I am very much looking forward to. And now that I have played this demo, I am even more looking forward to it. Crystal watched me play it, and she wants to play the game now, too, and she doesn't do first person at all. So, but you start out, and they do a little tutorial with you, and you follow one of the other runners in the game. And they basically just, you know, quickly teach you the controls and how to do everything. And it's the way they do the controls is pretty simple. Like jump and anything that would require to use your, you know, to do while you're standing up, like climbing something or anything like that, you do with L1. Anything that would require you to duck or slide or anything like that, you do with L2. So you're just, you know, going back and forth between those buttons to do all of your, like, quick agility like actions. And then let's see what else there's. So after you finish the tutorial, they basically run you through the first stage that we pretty much saw all in a video. So the videos that you saw online, you run through that stage.
Cool.
And it teaches you how to like do wall jumps and stuff like that. It throws you into a little bit of combat where you have to, like take out a couple guys. The combat is still getting used to it. I got to play the demo a couple more times because the demo's pretty short. And there's only like 2 or 3 guys that you have to fight. So I want to learn to like figure out how to like run up to them and disarm them like with some finesse instead of just running up, doing a jump kick and punching them a couple times and letting them fall and then just running past them. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I was doing. I would just jump kick into the guy, punch him like two or three times, and he'd just be out, and I'd just run past him. But I really want to learn how to do some of the more advanced combat techniques where you, like, grab the gun and smack him in the head with it or whatever. So I need to figure that out. But
well, stick with game, what's working, man.
What's that?
Just stick with what's working.
Yeah, well, I want it to look pretty, too.
Right.
The one thing about the game is you will die a lot. I think I died just in, like, the little tutorial area. I think I died, like, probably four or five times. And it was either me jumping too early when I was trying to jump across to another building, or, like, on the bounce beam part, not necessarily knowing exactly how much I had to adjust, you know, while she was leaning from one side to the next.
Is that six-axis control?
You can do it either way. You can do either six-axis control, or you can use the left stick.
Okay.
I used the left stick just because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to deal with the six axis at the time. And then, you know, getting shot, she's pretty fragile. So it's like you get shot like two or three times and you're dead, which
makes sense.
Is normal, but you know, it's something you're not used to when you're playing first person games. 'Cause usually it's a shooter and usually you could take more shots than that, but,
No regenerating shield.
Yeah, no regenerating shield. Sorry. This game is definitely, it definitely gets you to try and avoid combat at all costs. So, I actually appreciate that. You know, it makes the game more interesting. It's lots of quick platforming action, and I really liked it. I really liked it.
Cool. So, I'm going to give it a shot.
Definitely.
Should be on the US store tonight, right?
Hopefully, yeah. I wanted to actually get some time with it before the show, so I actually just went to the European store and downloaded it. But
cheater.
Yeah, I'm a cheater. But it was worth it. Totally worth it.
Cool.
Sounds like it. Yep. Cool.
Yeah, definitely check it out. But that's it. That's all I played this week. It's been, you know, whenever I'm playing something, it's either I'm playing my DS and playing Castlevania, or I'm playing Rock Band 2. That's pretty much how my week's been. So
not bad at all.
Yeah,
not bad at all. Jason, next week you got to step it up, buddy.
I'm trying, dude. I'm totally trying. Hopefully, I'll say that. Oh my god, I'm so sick of Warhammer. I'm never gonna play any MMO ever again. Hopefully, we'll see.
That's all I did all week is play video games.
Cheeto stains everywhere. Like everywhere.
Jeff, why don't you give us some news, man?
All right, see some news.
Make it good.
Looks like EA and Harmonix have likely signed one of the biggest, if not the biggest, band of all time, the Beatles. They're going to be coming out with a standalone game, which apparently isn't going to have the Rock Band name on it, which is kind of weird. But it's looking to come out next holiday season, 2009. That's pretty much all the details we really have. It started off as a rumor earlier in the week, but it's since been confirmed. I don't know why they wouldn't put the Rock Band name on it, because, I mean, that's going to...
They're weird about their shit, too.
Yeah. Well, it really depends on what they're going to do.
Worms with faces dancing around and shit, too.
Yeah.
I got to say, I'm getting real, real sick of the standalone games.
Yeah.
I think I'm so scared that we're, like, oversaturating the market with rhythm games right now.
Yeah.
That's just going to fall out.
No, see,
I'm wondering if this is even going to be anything like a Rock Band game. I'm wondering if it's going to be just something completely different that we haven't seen before. And that's kind of what I'm hoping, too. It's like, if they were going to make a rhythm game where you're just playing the music, like with the Rock Band instruments, I would hope they would just do downloadable content in Rock Band.
Exactly.
But, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Apparently they say it's going to be pretty much just like Rock Band, so we don't know to what extent.
And really?
Hopefully it'll be using the same instruments. I'm sure it will.
Oh, I doubt they would make it.
Yeah. But it's kind of weird. But hey, that's huge for EA and Harmonix anyway, because Beatles are huge. So
yeah.
I wonder how Activision is going to counter that one.
I just Metallica. Don't strike, you know, huge Beatle fans as video game players.
No, not
yeah,
really.
Same here.
For the most part. I don't know.
Yeah,
interesting.
We'll find out.
I don't think they need to. I don't think Activision has to worry about anything, because people just go out and buy their shit anyway.
Yeah, that's true. True dad, Holmes.
Homie.
Homie. 50
fucking episodes.
Oh, I know, God. It's crazy. It's nuts. You know what's 10 more than 50? 60. And for $100, people who have a Xbox Arcade pack, they can get they can get a 60 gig hard drive with 3 months of Xbox Live and a headset for $100. So
No. They also get an Ethernet cable.
Oh, an Ethernet cable.
Ooh.
Don't forget the Ethernet cable.
Can't forget the Ethernet cable, which is probably about 4 feet long. Probably.
And definitely makes this the deal of the century for those people that got an arcade system. They're like, sure. Oh shit, wait, I can't save anything? Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
you're okay. Not really. Well, you're not saving anything if you want to, because it's the same price difference between an arcade and a pro pack, right. Basically. But if you don't want to spend $170 on a 120 gig hard drive, you can spend $100 and get that stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the headset is. I'm guessing like $30.
The headsets?
Yeah.
Oh, headsets?
Yeah.
Shit, you can get a headset eBay for $5 or less.
Oh, wow.
Well. Well, we can't cable,
talk. We're talking, like, we're talking bucks. Casual people, though, that are going to walk into a store.
I know.
I don't know.
People who likely do their shopping on eBay likely don't have an Xbox Arcade.
Right.
That's true.
Or for parents that, you know, just aren't in the know.
True that.
You know, they're going to go in there this holiday season and into GameStop or something like that, and they're going to be like, oh, you got to get this arcade system. Oh, but now you got to get the arcade system pack. It comes with a headset and stuff. Forget your Ethernet cable.
Does the arcade pack come with, what kind of AV cables does it come with? Does it come with the HDMI cable?
I think it comes with the double. No, I don't think it comes with HDMI. I think it comes with the hybrid one.
Oh, the component and composite?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Something like that. Well, hey. Well, when they have their hard drive, they can download on November 6th the Left 4 Dead demo that's going to be hitting Xbox Live.
Nice.
But that's only for pre-orders.
What?
If you pre-order the game, you'll be able to download it on November 6th. So I'm guessing they'll probably give you some kind of code at retailers. But for people who aren't pre-ordering it, you can pick it up on November 11th, the demo. So I personally, this stuff like this bugs me. Again, I've always said demos are to try to sell your system. I mean, not your system, your game.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, you've already, committed to it. So now you got to try out the game. But you other people have to wait a week. But
if I'm not showing my excitement, it's because I'm logging into Steam right now to pre-order mine.
It does look awesome. I can't wait. You're going to get it for PC, I guess, Jason?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, they've definitely shown more support towards the PC side of things.
Mm-hmm. True. That is very true.
Yeah.
Support. Sony's actually given a lot of support for anyone who wants to make a PS2 game in Europe, because they're removing the certification process.
Cool.
So basically, anyone out there who wants wants to program on something on PS2, you can go ahead and do it. Sega did that with Dreamcast in Japan, like just after it died, I think, or about a while after. This is why you saw Dreamcast games coming out as late as like last year.
Yeah, exactly.
This is big, though. Cool. I don't think... Has anybody done this with a system that wasn't dead yet?
I don't think so, no.
Because the PS2 is far from dead.
Oh, far from dead.
Yeah.
It's going to keep going for a long time.
Especially now.
Hey, you guys should make a game. When you guys get that...
that was the first thing I said to Chris, actually. I'm like, now we got to get a dev kit.
Dev kit, right.
There you go.
That was before I knew that it was for, you know, Europe only. I'm like, damn it.
Right.
Yeah, well, you can make games for people in Europe. Did like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that, honestly, though, I'm sure that the other territories won't be far behind.
No, they'll... Really? I don't know. I can't see them doing that here.
Yeah.
Really?
No, not at all. Hmm. Like, there would be enough interest. Well, there's probably enough interest.
I'm going to email Jack Trenton.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm sure it'll make a big difference.
Jack, if you really want us to, you know, or if you really want to be able to support the PS2 for, like, 10 years or whatever, open up the platform. We'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm. And while you email him, you might as well mention something to do with Home and ask him to hurry up and get that out sometime in 2008.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're working their hardest, trying really hard to get that out before the holiday and not in 2009.
They promised.
They did promise for the second time. And that kind of the fact that they came out and said that kind of scares me, because it's one of the two things. They're not going to have it ready. They're going to delay it again because they don't seem that confident. Or two, they're going to rush it out like... other things that they've seemed to kind of rush out, which we'll get to later, but
right.
yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't think that they should have just kept their mouth shut and not said anything. And I think they're kind of trying to jump the gun because the whole, the new Xbox Live experience is hitting in a few weeks. So
true.
Like, we got to get something out.
Well, but, I mean, that's been our worst fear for the longest time is that they'll release it and it's just not done right. So,
right. Yeah.
But they need to take their time.
Yeah, at least, you know what? At least if they're going to do something, at least make the beta 100% open. Just have anyone can download it and let anyone mess around with it. It'll at least make some people happy for a while.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just, there's got to be some people that are looking forward to it. A lot of people are looking forward to home. I personally am, I don't see the big deal in it, honestly, besides the features that are game related, but I don't know. If you want to walk through a virtual mall, people want to do that, so go for it.
Get harassed by virtual people.
Exactly.
Hey, man.
And if you want to get harassed by real people, you can go to E3, which is going to remain in LA till 2011. And this new E3, which is going to go back to basically the old E3. It's going to be happening June again. That's right. There's rumors that there's going to be booth babes and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not going to say why. I personally love E3. I haven't been to one, so I can't really speak from a journalistic point of view because we're not journalists, and I can't say we put up with the lineups and, you know, smelly fanboys and stuff like that. But I don't know. I've never been. I would love to go. And,
I've been to two of them.
Have you? Nice.
Yeah, it was actually here in Atlanta for 2 years. Mm-hmm. They brought it, I think it was 95, 96 or something like that. We ended up getting a chance to go because of the fact that I was working for the game store. And I was like, I'm involved in the industry. Let's go. Yep. So
it was easy to get tickets back then.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was going to say, all the crazy fanboys, like gaming fanboys like us, we actually can't go because there was a rumor that it was going to be open to the public this year, but that's actually come out and they've come out and said, no, it will not be open to the public.
That's fine.
But they are sending out something like 40,000 invitations, so that's a lot.
That is
good.
A lot.
Make it a spectacle again.
Exactly. Please. And I like that. I look forward to E3 every single year. I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. Big announcements, you know, big venues, awesomeness. I like
it. This is the entertainment industry. Come on.
That's right.
Make it exciting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Spoke about it earlier with the Guitar Hero World Tour drums. Activision has come out and said that they're addressing the issue. If you're having a problem with your drums, you can contact them on their website, and they're actually going to send you a drum calibration kit, which doesn't really say what it is, but apparently it's going to let you calibrate your drums to have the sensitivity to what you want it to be, which is actually kind of cool when you think about it. But I don't know
it's
if that's
a piece of tinfoil that you put under the sensitivity.
That would be funny. Hopefully it fixes it, though, because, I mean, a lot of people, apparently 40% of the drums are having this issue.
Wow.
That's quite a lot.
Well, you know,
a lot of hate on the world tour.
It's it's the same kind of issues that they were having with Rock Band back, you know, with the first one. So.
Yeah, I guess.
They'll get it fixed, and it'll be fine. But.
Yeah.
You know,
no one can seem to get in.
There's so much crap going on around with Guitar Hero now. It's like they're saying that the drums aren't working with Rock Band right now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're saying that it requires a patch from Harmonix, which, you know, I can kind of understand that. And then there was that there's like the shit on the box itself that says that they will not support anybody who uses anything but Activision's instruments.
Yeah, that's kind of like a legal thing, probably.
I don't know.
For the most part. Like, if you buy anything that's, like, proprietary, you're going to have some kind of message like that on there.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, though. It doesn't seem that Rock Band has that kind of message.
Yeah, but Harmonix is awesome.
Well, true.
They kick ass.
Everybody go out and buy Rock Band.
That's right.
The official rhythm music game of Interactive Distractions.
That's right.
Oh, shit. Another thing to get really excited about, we all love Tomb Raider, we all love Lara Croft.
Yeah, Underground's coming out soon,
right?
All
of our games. Well, if you happen to have an Xbox 360, you're going to be able to get two exclusive downloadable outfits.
Sweet!
Cool.
That's one of them naked?
That wouldn't be an outfit, Chris.
Well, it could be like
naked,
a naked
you wouldn't
skin
be wearing
or something.
An outfit.
What about like a thong? That would be an outfit.
That would be more of like a one piece of clothing. That's more of like an accessory to being naked.
So,
ooh,
what are they going to put more clothing on her?
I don't know. But it's basically, they're having a virtual fashion show at this place called Festival Arcadia. It's going to be November 8th. And they're going to be having Lara Croft models there and modeling stuff.
Really?
And yeah, no, seriously. That's, I'm not even lying about that.
I didn't see this
and
in the news.
It's going to be in Canada. Actually, it says features 10 of Quebec's best known designers. Whatever.
does Quebec have 10 good designers? Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I'm not going to make comments about French Canada.
Jeff, I got to send you there with a camera. You got to get footage of this.
All right. Mission. Nice. Yes. But I'm really excited, and I'm sure everyone there is going to be excited. And they probably are going to be charging for these two. They haven't said they're going to be free.
Hmm.
But why they're exclusive, I don't know.
I have to pay for more clothing for Laura Croft instead of less.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. I'm pretty sure this calls for a... Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
I do.
No,
I like accessorizing my Lara Croft.
Do you?
Make your Lara Croft. Did either of you guys download the demo?
Did what?
I haven't
downloaded
it. Did you download the demo?
Is it good?
I haven't tried it yet, though. I downloaded it last night.
Yeah, I've been meaning to download it because it looks good. Now, honestly, I haven't played a Tomb Raider since the first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Legend looks pretty cool.
This one looks really good.
Yeah, they've been doing pretty good so far. Well, in the past few years, I guess.
I have a news item to add.
What?
All right.
Yeah.
What?
This is unusual.
This just in?
This just in! Hot off the presses! Right.
Oh, don't tell
email.
Me it's like NPDs or some shit.
No, it's not.
No.
Okay.
So you guys have heard of Siren Blood Curse? Yes.
Oh yeah.
Do either of you have it?
No.
Not yet. At some
point. There is a Siren Blood Curse Halloween offer. They are dropping it by $10.
All right.
So you can get all 12 episodes for $30.
I'm sorry. How much?
Episodes for how much?
$30.
Cool.
For all 10 episodes or 12 episodes.
And
if you want each individual, they dropped it to $10.99 each.
Hmm. I actually heard it's pretty not too bad. So.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of people say they liked it. So,
I have way too much going on.
Yeah, me too. That's all.
That was the news.
That is your news.
That was the news.
Thank you, Jeff.
Cool.
You're welcome.
It is break time.
Break it time. Yeah.
So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about betas versus demos and if there's a difference at this point. And then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week.
Check. All right.
Stay with us, and we'll be back after this.
It's time to wake up.
Welcome to the candy shop. Boom, boom, boom.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. And that would be the world of Warcraft.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because your limited online game time should not be ruined by douchebags.
Child. Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
Hi-ho. You know, since the show ended and Piggy took my money in the divorce, times have been tough. But in between doing live shows in Tahoe and the occasional mall opening, I like to listen to Jason, Jeff, and Chris. So now here's Interactive Distractions. Yay!
And we are back.
Awesome.
Thanks for hanging out and waiting for us.
Wicked awesome.
It was kind of touch and go for a minute. I didn't think we were going to make it. But
we can't Jeff disappoint people
involved
on episode
in the basketball.
50.
Yes.
Anyone score a touchdown yet, Jeff?
The sports ball. No touchdowns yet. Two field goals and...
home run?
Yeah. Two of them, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. all right. This week we are talking about betas and demos and whether or not there's much of a difference at this point. And I don't know how we want to start. So, Jason, I'm going to let you decide how we start.
To email.
You're the man.
Yeah.
It's your show.
To email.
Which one should I go with? Let's just start at the top. Hey, and this is Sangrita here from VG Evo, way down in New Zealand. Cool.
Hey.
Ooh, awesome.
First time mailer, long time listener.
Cool.
Welcome, sir. First off, big congratulations on the podcast award nomination. I'm getting my votes in for you.
Woo-hoo.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, on to his thoughts. There we are. I do think that the line between a demo and a beta has blurred somewhat this generation. Traditionally, demos have been used to give the gamer a taste of the game and help them to decide where to allocate their somewhat minimal funds, speaking from experience, while a beta was used to find and fix issues with release code. While the demos that are released on the PSN XBL are still working as intended, the betas nowadays have become much more of a promotional item to generate buzz over a game or product, e.g. the core subscribers getting resistance to beta key. Now, I'm sure these betas are, on the most part, still used to find and fix issues, but when a beta is released 3 weeks before the game's release date, Resistance 2, LittleBigPlanet, it all looks like it was planned by the marketing department. The stir created, but the LittleBigPlanet key giveaways would have generated a sharp increase in internet traffic, money from advertising, methinks. Now, not saying that this is a bad thing by any means. My housemate got his hands on the LittleBigPlanet and a Call of Duty 5 beta key, and I have enjoyed my time on both. But at the end of the day, I have better things to do with my time than camp a website for a string of numbers and letters. Obviously, my housemate doesn't do too much at work. Thanks for the show, and if it's empty, fill it with cream. Senorita.
Nice. Thank you. That's basically my exact thoughts on the whole feature, basically.
Yeah.
I totally think that the publishers now use the beta as a way to get kind of, not necessarily free advertising, but get more buzz around the game. Because when you don't have a beta 3 weeks before release. You just don't. And it happened with like SOCOM, LittleBigPlanet, Resistance 2. Yeah. There's like another one recently. Was, well, Call of Duty. I guess Call of Duty is like more like a month, but no, not even. Call of Duty comes out in like 2 weeks, doesn't it?
No clue. Like that.
Call of Duty 5?
No, I think no so, clue. Yeah. It comes out this month, right? Or, well,
yeah,
November,
definitely,
right?
Definitely comes out in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, I totally agree. I think that's the betas now, and like I said, demos are supposed to be used to entice people to buy their games, not, you shouldn't have people salivating over to play the beta over a demo and camp websites, like you said. Yeah, it's just ridiculous, in my opinion.
I've definitely spent some time camping websites, USA Today, PlayStation Blog, trying to get my LittleBigPlanet code.
Yeah.
Which I did eventually get. Can you guys think of any examples of betas, you know, that weren't online enabled recently?
Because
I think that's a major classification, is that it's got to have some kind of online play.
Yeah, the betas that we're seeing nowadays are all, you know, the things that they give to the public are all based on online games.
Yes,
usually.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So in that respect, isn't it more of just like a stress test? Network-wise?
I would believe it if it wasn't for the fact that when the games come out, they still have a fuck ton of issues.
Exactly.
And some that are still in there. Like, SOCOM is riddled with it. It's still not fixed. Like, I know some people out there can play it, no problem, but I have friends that still have only played, like, 3 games of it because they cannot connect, and when they do, they get booted or something freezes or the it's stuck on a loading screen forever. LittleBigPlanet still has a ton of issues.
Ton.
It doesn't even work. Like, it works in, like, small little spurts. And it's just... And the developers just keep something coming out there saying, well, our servers are getting hit, you know, it's something like, yeah, but that's what your betas are for. And did you really underestimate by that much? Like, come on, how much? I can't wait to see the SOCOM numbers, because I really don't believe it's sold enough to say that they haven't been able to get the game working after what's the 3 weeks of release.
Yeah, I can understand it with LittleBigPlanet, because that game's going to sell like a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. You know, with SOCOM, I don't think that I mean, SOCOM is very much a niche game, you know.
Yeah.
It's got its followers, and the followers are very into it. That's not to say it's not a good game, because it is. But, you know, you either like SOCOM or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But with LittleBigPlanet, it's like everyone can find enjoyment in it, and it's going to sell so much more. And LittleBigPlanet is one of the ones that I'm going to think is going to bring up, because when it comes to a beta, if it's truly a beta, you're going to put out the code that's most recent to the beta, so people can stress test that. When they put out the LittleBigPlanet beta, that code was like apparently
three builds ago. Yeah,
yep.
You know, so it doesn't make any sense to stress test code that you know is broken,
right,
and that you've already fixed or, you know, made fixes to.
No.
So, you know, I think that was no doubt it was a publicity thing.
Yeah, it's a demo. It's that's way of giving people the demo, and they made people wait for it or bid right. for it or, you know, buy something for it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's one of those things where I think that it's turned into more often than not, what you see in a demo is a single player experience. Mm-hmm. What you see in a beta is more of a multiplayer demo.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like a lot of times.
But there's been some multiplayer games that have had demos come out. Like Lost Planet had a multiplayer demo come out before the game was released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing. They can do stress testing with that too. And they gave it to everyone who wanted to download it for free.
Exactly.
And it was a few weeks before release.
My first experience with actually doing a beta on a game was actually Ratchet and Clank 3. For the PS2, and I got to beta test the online for that, and that was a different situation altogether from what it is today. Because at that point, you know, you had to sign up to be selected for a beta, and then only a few of the people that signed up got selected.
Yeah.
So I ended up for the PS2. I did beta testing for Ratchet and Clank 3, which was. Shit, I forget which one. Size Matters, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? And I also did it for Ratchet and Clank Deadlock, which was the fourth one.
Hmm.
So
you didn't have to go to a newspaper to get it.
No.
No. I got an email directly from Sony to get it.
Yeah,
and that's,
exactly.
And that's well, kind of the
point.
Was
that because you were part of like PlayStation Underground?
Yeah, it is. It was a PlayStation Underground. It was that kind of deal. But you had to specifically go into your profile and say, "I want to beta test games."
And they'd still only select certain people. But after a while, they got a little more lenient, and they'd make a bunch available, and it was first come, first serve.
That's
kind of sucked. I kind of preferred the, you know, they'd actually choose you based on your connection, based on your.
Oh yeah,
location.
That's true too. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got chosen for the SOCOM beta for PSP back when that first came out. But that one was one of those situations like what you just said. You had to not only did you have to respond within a certain amount of time, but it said respond with your PSP browser. And I got the email while I was at work, and I'm like, "Well, shit, I can't do crap about this now." So
you know
I didn't
it's gonna
get
be gone
into that
time
beta.
You get home.
Yeah, and it was
you
over.
Just
yeah,
gotta
the
have
time
your
I got home,
it
already filled up.
Should we do another email?
Let's do another email.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me grab next one in line here. Oh, this is from Dizzy.
Hey, I know him.
What up, Diz?
Jeff knows him too.
Jeff knows him really well.
Dizzy says, "Fuck assholes. Calling them betas. They're used more to hype a game than improve it these days. Par example, the Little Big Planet beta crashed fizzuckin' websites." The SOCOM beta I downloaded was advertised as a beta, but on my download list it says SOCOM Confrontation Multiplayer Demo.
Yep.
Maybe the devs are gathering stats behind the scenes, but that certainly isn't the primary aim of a beta these days. I played the Warhawk beta months before the game came out, and that was just to fix the game. I didn't know if any of you guys were in it, but it was impossible to grab onto a ladder. You had to be at the perfect angle, traveling at precisely 88 miles per hour, just to be within a chance. God, it was terrible at first. Anywho, does it matter? I don't think there ever will ever be a beta that is just there to hype the game. The devs
isn't there
might as well
hype
gather.
Game or is there to hype game?
What's that?
You say is there to hype a game or isn't going to be a beta type?
It says I don't think there has ever will ever be a beta that is just there to hype the game. The devs might as well gather as much info as they can whilst it's up. And a demo might as well be given to everybody and their mother to promote the game. I agree. Mm. Devs, when problems are found in betas, fix them, motherfuckers! Love y'all. Dizzle. XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
game, but that's definitely one of the main reasons for it at this point.
At this point it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even the only beta I can think of now, like the Killzone 2 beta, I think is running right now, the multiplayer beta, which is very limited, and that game doesn't come out till February. So,
and see, that's the thing. That they still do that. They still do betas that are real betas.
Yeah.
But it's the situation that you have a private beta, which is a selected number of people that actually get a chance to test the game. And they have, like, if you, for instance, when I was doing Ratchet and Clank, we had our own beta testing forum on the underground forums. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we found any problems, we had to report them there. And that's very much probably what's happening with these private betas. They probably have a system in place for people to report issues.
Yeah.
With, like, Little Big Planet, they never gave you any of that information.
No,
it wasn't
not.
A beta.
It wasn't a beta. That's, it was a demo.
Yeah. That's why when you downloaded it, it said trial version.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't say multiplayer beta or anything like that. It just says trial version. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's very much become that, where when they do a quote unquote public beta, that's a demo. That's not a beta.
No.
My opinion.
Agreed.
With opinion. I mean, even the Halo 3 beta, that it was months before, but I mean, they did actually gather information for it, because it was a few months before, and they actually released statistics on it, like, publicly. So, well, they could have been made up, but whatever. But they used the beta in that way to promote other things, not just Halo 3. Like, they packed in with Crackdown.
Right,
so that's,
right.
like, another thing that some developers and publishers are doing, or saying, hey, you know what? We know a lot of people are interested in this game. Let's make this the only way to get the beta, or one of the only ways to get a beta to get people to buy this. Like, Resistance 2 beta keys being put into GamePro, like, just to sell magazines. And just,
yeah, pretty much. I wonder how much they pay for something like that. Like, GamePro pays.
Huh. Hopefully not a lot, because you can get Resistance beta keys, like, anywhere after that.
Yeah, well, remember that they do that with demos too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have in the past for quite some time. You guys remember Zone of Enders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that game came packed in with the Metal Gear Solid demo.
That's why I bought Zone of Enders.
Yeah, and Dragon Quest VIII, that came with the Final Fantasy XII demo.
Well, luckily these games are good, though. Like, Crackdown...
Crackdown was good.
Crackdown was good. Dragon Quest is good. Zone of Enders is apparently really good. I've never played it, but...
It is really good, actually.
Like, that's not too bad, but as long as it... The thing is, I don't mind when they do that if it's for, like, a limited time kind of thing. Then it comes available to everybody. But the second you make it exclusive and that's it, that's when it really starts to bug me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. True.
Or like, just, I don't know. Even the simple things like just having a demo in a certain region, or, you know, like Europe getting it first for exclusive for a while, or that was a big thing with the Rainbow Six 3 demo, well, like, slash beta, I guess, that was supposed to be exclusive to an official Xbox magazine. When they had it exclusive, but the problem was when that magazine came out, you can download that demo on the European Xbox marketplace. So, for free. So it was like, whoa, what's the point?
Yeah,
that's just kind of douche-ish. But then again, that's demos. That's not even beta. So, well, I guess we're talking about betas and demos, so I'm allowed to talk about it.
Yes, you are, Jeff.
Thank you.
We're also allowed to take another email.
All right.
This one. Hey, in disguise, Jack Bauer from VG Evo here. This is my first email.
Don't shoot me.
So go easy on me. On to the question of the week. I think the only difference between betas and demos is how the developers handle it. For example, everyone and anyone was given away beta codes for Little Big Planet, so much so it may as well have been a public demo. But then you look at how the beta for SOCOM Confrontation was handled and how that was only available on a small number of sites, making it more of a beta in my eyes. So to sum up, if none of that made sense, yes, to an extent. Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work on the awesome podcast. P.S. Vote Indus for the podcast awards.
Hey, thanks.
Hell yeah. We got people pimping us left and right. Dude, we're totally in it for the Grammar Girl books.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And the sweet groupies.
Hey, Jack Bauer. November 23rd. That's all. That's all I want to say. Just want to say.
Is that when 24 starts? I'm just going to throw that out there. Wild guess.
Actually, it's 24 Redemption, the little two-hour movie that they're doing before season 7.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, very excited.
It definitely needs to be redeemed because last season blew. Yeah.
Well, Jack's theory on this is that, you know, if you're seeing a huge amount of, like, coverage on it, that it's more of a demo, you know, whereas SOCOM, he thinks, is a little more concentrated, so they're probably actually focusing on issues or something like that.
SOCOM
The code thing to me and why the fuck we need it, because there's no disputing the fact that these are more more than likely just a demo. This is a promotional thing. You know, they're rustling up, you know, attention mm-hmm. by making this an exclusive thing. Like, you have to go to USA Today, or you got to be the first to sign up here, or, you know, you got to win a contest or some shit just to test their game, you know?
Yeah.
I think if they were really interested in a demo, wouldn't they just give it to everyone, or?
No.
You don't think so?
No, they wouldn't just give it because
it's a hype thing.
It's a hype thing, exactly. That's what it comes
it's
out to.
Definitely
hype
a hype
up.
Thing.
Like, Little Big Planet's hype went like it had some well, hype between like the.
Sorry, I actually phrased it wrong. If it really was a beta test, wouldn't they just do like an open beta test?
I don't know, because like you said, like old betas, I know for like PC stuff, they're still kind of limited to a point, and I kind of like when they choose people that will actually take advantage of it and do like what Chris said, like open up a forum where you actually report mm-hmm. bugs or report issues and put in the time to actually play the beta. Like, yeah. I know people who get into betas, like I'm one of them. I played the Resistance 2 beta like 2 times. I basically played it as a demo. I played it, was like, okay, I like the game, good, I'm going to buy it. Boom. It did its job.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm not the guy who's going to play the game for hours to look for bugs and, you know, look for things like that. Just, I think if they wanted to give it away, they'd have too many people just doing what they're doing now with demos. Just people just play right. it and be like, hey, that's it, good enough, go. Like, well, Warhawk had a beta. It was pretty much a closed beta. Well, it wasn't really closed. It was somewhat public. But, again, that was before it came out. And when Warhawk launched, it was fine. Like, so they obviously picked, like, the right people, and the number of people they got in there did their job. And I played Warhawk day one. I didn't have any issues with it.
Yeah. Cool.
It ran smooth.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely more of a PC thing to have, like, you know, stages of betas. You know, you have your alpha testing where everything's closed, and even some stages during beta where everything's closed, and then usually towards the end, you know, they'll do their stress testing, and then it's just an open beta. Mm-hmm. But very rare do we see that on the console side of things, even though they were giving away codes left and right to the Little Big Planet.
Yeah,
I just don't understand why they just couldn't let everyone download it then if it really was a test.
Oh, I see what you mean there. Okay, yeah. No, I totally 100% agree.
Okay.
But, yeah, but it's not. They want to get hype because they have to be like the in thing. It's got to be a limited amount so people want it.
I think that's it.
That's exactly.
Sneaky little bastards.
They are.
But I bet Media Molecule definitely learned something when they gave out those 15,000 codes or however many it was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because that brought down when the USA Today stuff was brought out, nobody could get online for like a day or so.
Yeah.
Well, we were getting online. It just wasn't working.
Oh, I couldn't even get online, dude. Damn.
Yeah.
I was shut out.
Yeah. This thing is we're suckers for them. We all want to play the betas, and we all want to play the game early, see what it's like.
Yep.
But, I mean, I liked it. You know what? I hope they go back to the older ways, and I loved the Halo 3 one just because it was a few months beforehand, so you got a little taste of it, and it made you crave it. Like, it was pure. I think that was mostly pure marketing as well for the most part, but at least it wasn't like the only reason I didn't play the other betas more is because I know I can pick up the game in a couple weeks, so I'm like, okay, I don't want to ruin it, I don't want to get bored of it before the game comes out,
right?
Mm-hmm. Run it for a couple
we
weeks.
Should probably comment on just, you know, the people that probably aren't appreciative of the fact that it is a beta, you know, and they're there to actually try and help the developers fix the shit, you know. That I think a lot of people do just look at it as a demo.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And, when it is an opportunity for them to let the developer know when stuff's wrong.
But, of all the people that downloaded Little Big Planet, how many people do you think actually reported back to Sony on their findings?
Right.
You know?
I doubt very many.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me do one more email here. It's from Project Demos and Betas. I'd say that there are big differences between demos and betas. Unfortunately, a lot of gamers tend to think that if they're playing anything other than the full retail copy, then it's a demo. I don't know why people assume automatically that it's a demo, even though it clearly states that it's a beta. The purpose of a demo is to give a sample of what the full game is in order to entice a player to go out and buy the full game. Usually, this will come in the format of some portion of the single player, a level, a mission, objective, etc. And occasionally, they will sample multiplayer as well. Sometimes it's online, most of the time it's offline, split screen. A beta, on the other hand, is strictly for online purposes, so the developer can test out the multiplayer features and make tweaks to balancing and such. It also helps to test the stress on the servers to make sure it can accommodate the max number of players in a single match, 60 players in R2, for example. Sometimes betas are looked upon as demos either way, like Little Big Planet or SOCOM, because players assume that's exactly what the full game will be. The full version of SOCOM did end up playing just like the beta, but that's a whole different story. It really pisses me off when people make the assumption and pass judgment on the full game because of it. I know a lot of people complained about Little Big Planet being lagalicious and now presume the full game will be the same way, but that's why there's a beta in the first place. If they didn't release the beta for testing purposes, that lagginess would be in the full game and would have only been seen after release. On a side note, I'm aware that servers are under heavy maintenance as of this writing, but it would still have been a lot worse if not for the beta. Good point. Yeah. Saved himself there.
But do you know
One last note, reviews should never be based on any part of a beta. GameSpot's review of Little Big Planet based the online on the beta instead of waiting for retail release.
What?
And the servers to go up. That equals fail to me. A demo is to sample the game. A beta is to test a game. Simple as that. The sooner dummies stop thinking one is the other, the happier we'll all be. Well, at least I will, anyway. Sorry about all the Little Big Planet talk, but it's fresh in my head. By the way, LBP equal win. Oh, by the way, congrats on your nomination. Woo! Sent you a couple of audio files that you may use however you like. Just goes to show how bored I can be late at night. Project. You guys probably already heard those during the break.
Yes, they were funny.
Thank you, Project.
Broccoli. That's all I'm going to say.
Broccoli. he brought up something that I wanted to touch on, and that is that, you know, with the way they gave away so many beta codes for Little Big Planet, I'm afraid that there are a lot of people that did pass judgment on the game because of what happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a situation where people need to realize that it is a beta. And, well, in this case, it's kind of two things. One, it's not going to represent... Well, they always tell you it's not going to represent the final code. Number two, with the case of the Little Big Planet demo, with the Little Big Planet beta, they already had like three more iterations of the code. So
yeah,
you know, that's on Media Molecule though. Media Molecule released this beta of code that was old, and you know, anybody who looked at that and passed judgment on it by that, you know, they're really both at fault.
Yeah.
And that's it's horrible, and I really don't like the fact that there would be people out there that would pass judgment on it like that, but you know there are.
Yeah. But those are the people that should be in the beta anyway. Those are the people that are just going to look at it as like a demo, or like that's beta should be given
shouldn't,
to people like I said
be in the beta, right?
Yeah, people who shouldn't be in the beta. It should be like a sign up process where they ask you questions, whatever, do a questionnaire or something like that.
Yeah.
Do tests, whatever. And again, like I wanted like Project, that's betas are for testing, but when you have a beta 2 weeks before a game releases, you cannot fix things that fast. It just, you can't. You,
yeah,
just,
by that time, the game's already being manufactured.
Yeah, exactly. There's no point. And usually with, like you said, Chris, they have different versions and different code. A lot of times in betas, when they start months before, they'll actually update the beta with new code. Like, mm-hmm. And they'll come up with different versions of it to test it again. Okay, listen, let's test it again. Go through different runs. And they're not doing that with these ones. They're a few weeks before release, you cannot fix anything. Because those games are being pressed.
Yeah, they are.
And yes, you can
prepare downloadable patches that are ready for when the game is released. That's true. Mm-hmm. But it's still one of those cutting it close things, you know?
Yeah. And say you release 15,000 betas, and the beta for Little Big Planet was laggy as hell, and you're going to have 2 weeks now to fix those servers to take a what percentage hit? A few hundred? Like, I'm sure it sold a lot more than 15,000 copies on day one.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be able to adjust those servers for day one. That's why I'm saying, like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
There's a number out there, you know, that I don't know what it is, but I've heard about it, that, you know, during your open beta, you know, if you have so many subscribers, then you've got to, you know, make sure that you have this many servers to accommodate for, you know, your first month sales or whatever. And then you scale back. But
yeah.
Right.
It just, right. Yeah, it would have been believable if it was a month beforehand or something, but 2 weeks doesn't fly with old code.
True.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey guys, you know what? I'm out of emails.
Yeah,
well,
the email.
Right? Question of the week emails.
Yeah.
What should we do? Should we play voicemail? We my God, we got a voicemail.
Oh my God, no way.
Wait, we have voicemail?
Yeah, somebody forgot to pay the bill. Let's pay the voicemail bill. I don't know who that person was.
Well, as long as it's not from Ricky,
I'm pissed at him.
Let's listen to it.
That guy is such a jerkhead. Jerk store.
That's jerk, the word, store.
Right? The jerk store. Jerk store.
All right, anyway, here we go.
Hey, Chris, Jason, douchebag. How's it going? Finally, your voicemail line is back working.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we know, Ricky. Thanks, man.
And answer the question of the week about the betas and the demos and crap. I don't think that companies themselves know. I think that the companies themselves know the difference between beta and a demo, but some people as gamers do not. They release a lot of demos because they're trying to market their game and try to get the people reaction and make themselves proud, I guess, for the work that they put in the game. Now, betas with online capability games and stuff like that, I think that's a little bit more necessary to test the servers and test that online aspect. The only game that I know that could have been a beta of some sort, but kind of like disguised it as a demo, was Burnout Paradise, because they had the whole demo with the online already into the whole demo itself, which was a little bit weird, but
that's true.
It was fun. So, yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing that they're giving out demos and stuff like that. If it helps them polish the game and make it better, then I'm all for it. If it's going to just be a phone playing experience while you wait for the real thing, then I'm all for that too. But it's just wasted time and development, I think. That's it. Okay, take care, guys. Bye.
Bye, Ricky.
Thanks, Jerk Store.
Bringing the Jerk Store back.
Yeah, stick. Yeah, same old. Really, we're kind of like, everyone seems to agree when it's used, beta is used to actually stress test and improve the game. Yeah. Is good, but really, that's not what we're really talking about now, because this console, it's the thin line between demo and a beta because of the timing of everything and right. How everything pretty much works. And I forgot, Burnout, again, another game that came out with an online demo a few weeks before the game released.
Yeah.
Fully functional online. Play it.
They didn't mince words.
Yep.
You know what it is? Here's my final sum up. Mm-hmm. Beta just sounds cooler.
Yeah, it does.
And therefore is a marketing term.
Well, you know? Yeah, because it's people refer to it as like an elite group. Like if right. You're beta testing, wow,
dude,
that's
you're
cool.
In the beta? Wow, yeah man, I'm
awesome.
In the beta.
That's very true. Yeah. That's very true.
I don't want to say that across the board, but you know, I think consoles in particular suffer from this, and we've seen it recently.
So, yeah. Anyway, I don't really say suffer. I mean, we all like them. It's just let's be realistic, folks. The latest betas have been demos.
True.
Yeah, I
if you don't believe
that,
me, try logging in a Little Big Planet.
I know it went like with the PS2 thing. It was a much different situation because, you know, betas, as I said, were a select group, and they actually would ship you a beta package that came with like your PS2 disc and this oversized instruction manual on what you should be looking for.
Usually photocopied and stuff. Yeah,
and they, you know, this. You don't get that now. Obviously, because everything is downloadable. But
right.
You know, you don't get as much instruction with a beta as you did before. I think that private betas still do that job. But when it comes to public betas, like what we saw with Little Big Planet, and on a lesser scale, SOCOM, and you know, things like that, I think it is more of just an online multiplayer demo. Mm-hmm. And they can gather information from that, and they, you know, because people like news outlets will report on major issues. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's one of those things where it's still more there just to get the hype out. And yeah. That's why, I mean, that's one of the big things about, you know, they're offering betas with Core, you know, sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Core. I can get into this beta. Okay. Well, that beta at that point in time is going to be a demo.
Yeah.
And right. You know, I think Jeff hit it on the head. It's all about timing. You know, private betas happened months in advance. Public betas are a few weeks to maybe a month out. You know, it's after the game has most likely already gone gold, and it's about to go get pressed. And, you know, if anything major pops up, they'll hear about it. And, yeah, sure, they'll probably put a patch out right when the game's released. Mm-hmm. But by that time, it's usually too late to do anything before the retail package comes out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You are correct, sir.
Agreed.
Cool. Well, that was an easy feature. Yeah. Everyone kind of agrees, and it's just weird how things have turned out. And it's, you know, I go back to, you know, the scary thought of people passing judgment on games based on mm-hmm. these public beta, you mm-hmm. know, code packages that they get. Because not only is it, you know, is it not going to be the latest code, but you're also not going to have all the servers up that you would have in a normal production environment. Like,
yeah.
You know, that Little Big Planet has 10, 20 times the number of servers they had when the beta was running.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, I mean, that's another issue. It's, you know, they still get beta test information out of it. But I still think it's more of a demo at that point.
Yeah, it's something they get the data, they release something like later. It's nothing. It's gonna. That's why we see the problems now still, because they didn't have time to fix them.
Yep.
So I don't know. All right. Do you guys like them? Do you like? I think we all like them. We all try to get into them.
I'm fine with them, and I will continue to get into them. Try to get into them, but I wish they would name them more appropriately. You know, and. When it comes to being out so close to the release of the game, you know, they really should just call it a demo. Yeah. I think you're right about, Jeff, you're right about it. It's all about hype, and, you know, and Jason said it perfectly. Beta sounds cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, I'm beta testing this game. Oh, that's awesome. You know, and that's really what it is with, like, you know, you tell people on game sites, oh, I got into the beta test of this. It's like, yeah, well, so did, you know, this guy and his grandmother. So
mm-hmm.
beta tester used to mean something.
It doesn't anymore.
Yeah. My only concern, the only thing I don't like is if they're going to be demos, at least after the beta period, at least release them before the game's released as a demo, because there's going to be people out there who actually want to try the game out.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not going to use it as a beta, don't make people jump through hoops to get it. Because I don't think that's really fair for people who... Because to be honest with you, like, I didn't need a demo for... I didn't like care if I got in the demo or the beta for Little Big Planet or Resistance 2. Because those are both two games I knew I was going to buy because they looked awesome.
Yeah.
But if it was a game that I really, really wanted, like, wasn't sure of, and I wanted to, like, play the game...
Like,
and
a God of War,
I couldn't get in. Yeah, I would have been ticked off. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I mean, the home beta too. We didn't really touch on that at all. But I mean, that's
been going on for 2 years.
Yeah, it's been going on for 2 years, and it's mostly been very closed. You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And only recently has it started to open up a bit more. And now they're saying that, you know, yearly core subscribers are going to get access to the home demo, the home demo.
The home
shit
beta.
I'm doing it again, to the home beta. And but it, you know, and that's where it starts to get more public. Mm-hmm. You know, if you start offering it with the purchase of this or the pre-order of this or something mm-hmm. like that, that's where it becomes more of a public beta situation. And at that point, you know, hopefully the game or the application in this case is hopefully close to being ready to go.
Yep. I think home's an actual, like, that's a beta, bona fide beta, because that's kind of...
I think it has been up to this point.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I think that there, I don't think that there's going to be, it's not going to draw as much hype as Little Big Planet when it comes to like the core thing.
Not at all.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I just, you know, I just want them to get that one right.
Right on.
Indeed.
Shall we move on?
I think so. Let's get right. Feature guys.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait. Thank you guys for the emails, and thank you, Ricky, for the voicemail.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Now that, you know, whoever didn't pay the bill on the voicemail paid it, now you guys can send us all kinds of voicemails if you want. Not naming any names.
Yeah, that was an interesting find earlier this week.
Chris is like, dude, our voicemail's not working. I'm like, what the fuck ever? I've got it to auto-renew. Yeah, it doesn't auto-renew. It cuts off after like 3 months or something. So
awesome.
So yeah, I didn't pay the bill. Oh, shit.
I mean, it was me. Someone you know. So,
some other guy, yeah. Some other jerk store didn't pay the
yeah.
bill.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's it. All right, oops. let's do some new releases for the Wii next
week.
Two
big ones. Oh, yeah, there's really have to go through Wii
several
first.
Big ones, but not for the Wii. Bratz Kids Slumber Party.
Holy shit, you're just dropping the bombshells right away.
I know.
Why don't you build up to the good
all
ones,
those million
Chris.
Sellers right at the top.
Yeah.
Monster Lab, Pets Sports. What? It's funny, they spelled pets with the Z, but they didn't spell sports with the Z. It's like, why don't you be consistent? What's going on? Rubik's World, Movie Games.
What?
That's quality stuff. That's what it's called, Movie Games. Quality mm-hmm. stuff right there. North American Hunting Extravaganza.
It does not say extravaganza.
Yes, it does. That's the title. North American Hunting God. Extravaganza. Shit's awesome. Go buy it.
Wow.
James Bond, Quantum of Solace.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's DS. Oh, God. All right.
Lay it on me.
Pony Friends Mini Breeds Edition. Real Soccer 2009.
Oh, I get it because it's on a like a handheld mini breeds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay. That's funny.
Clever.
Clever. Army Men, Soldiers of Misfortune.
What?
Yep.
No way.
Like, how old is Army Men?
When's the last time we had an Army Men game?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Wow. Interesting.
My Baby Boy. I'm sorry. This is just fucking hilarious. Princess on Ice. Exit, which I think is just a port of the PSP game.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Winx Club Mission Enchantrix.
I like the Winx. They're pretty hot.
Like Imagine Interior girls. Designer.
I swear
Tom Clancy's End War. Hey, wait, was that a real game? Did I just say a real game on the DS?
That's holy a real shit. Game.
Zoo Vet, Endangered Animals.
Hmm.
Dumb. Okay. Goosebumps, Horrorland, Imagine Wedding Designer.
Wait, Horrorland's coming out next week? So yes. After Halloween.
Yeah, it missed
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Missed the boat.
Yeah. Okay.
Pets Dogs Pack. Teresa. Oh,
some more dogs. Who's
hey,
Teresa?
Was it two Z's in that one?
Yes, Pets, Dogs,
and Dogs
Pack. So they stayed consistent with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball Origins. My Origins? Baby Girl. Sorry.
My Baby Girl. I was waiting for that one.
Should have grouped that with My Baby Boy. Monster Lab. James Bond, Quantum of Solace. Little Red Riding Hood's Zombie Barbecue.
Oh, God.
Yes. 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 I'm really excited for
this. You can tell
one.
I didn't really read these before I put them on here. WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2009.
On the DS.
That's right. All right, let's get into the real gaming systems. 360. Tom Clancy's End War. Legendary. Secret Service Ultimate Sacrifice. Namco Museum Virtual Arcade.
Cool.
WWE SmackDown vs. Raw. And Gears of War 2.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, Gears of War 2.
Can't fucking wait.
What's that one about?
It's going to be good. Those other, like, I don't know what Ubisoft's thinking, bringing out End War the same week as Gears. That's just suicide.
same week as Gears and Resistance.
And Resistance too, yeah.
Is this like another PS3. World War II shooter?
Huh? And War?
Gears of War.
Gears of War. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a World War II. Sir. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. PS3, Tom Clancy's End War. Mm-hmm. James Bond, Quantum of Solace. We said Resistance 2.
Yeah.
Naruto, right, Ultimate right. Ninja Storm.
Yes!
Ricky celebrates.
Jason celebrates. That game's gonna fucking rule.
And
I can't
Valkyria
believe you gave
Chronicles.
A yes to Naruto or yes! not Resistance 2.
Oh my god.
Yeah, okay, there's a lot of good shit coming out next
You guys gotta get your priorities, like, reorganized.
I have
man.
My priorities straight.
What?
I know exactly what I want to get.
You guys should have Resistance to be right at the top. Resistance and Gears 2 should be at the top. Everything else, more towards the bottom.
I did the Resistance thing. I didn't have fun with it.
You didn't like Resistance?
No. It was, like I said, too much orange. And it's a first-person shooter, and it was really slow-paced. And I'm like,
you thought Resistance was slow-paced? Oh, you're talking about the multiplayer.
You're talking about
That's the only thing that I would be interested in is the, you know, massive co-op stuff. And that just didn't intrigue me once I played it.
Okay. I thought you were talking about Resistance 1. I was like, what? Resistance 1's fast-paced as hell, man. Yeah.
This is just personal opinion. I'm
Damn you for not liking
game.
The same games as me.
You are wrong. You are so wrong. My opinion is fact.
Exactly.
Jeff, what system are you getting this Gears of War on?
I'm going to be getting it on the DS.
Nice.
Okay. Good choice.
Yeah.
Because actually, you get the stylus and you can just point at the things you want to shoot.
That's right.
Like Nazis and stuff.
Makes it easier. You might actually be able to beat a level.
Fuck you.
But not on hardcore. Only on Jason mode.
Yeah. Shut up. I didn't have my glasses on.
All right. PS2. NHL 09. Think Fast Bundle. Think Fast Bundle with four controllers.
Think Fast
James Bond, Quantum of Solace. Secret Service. Ultimate Sacrifice. Popstar Guitar.
Mm. What?
Too
many rhythm games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dragon Jump Ball on Z, the bag, Infinite yeah. World. Monster Lab. And WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2009.
Extreme.
That game is also coming out on PSP, along with Tom Clancy's End War. And that is the new release list. Pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the
Jeff.
Week. Oh, shit.
I have to go with Gears 2 just because I love Gears 1, but it's very, very close. Resistance 2 is very, very close.
Jason.
Gears 2.
Really?
Even though I'm super excited about Naruto and Valkyria Chronicles. Mm. Gears is a huge
and it looks
game.
So gorgeous. Have you guys seen the new trailer?
Yeah, it yes. looks fucking
oh
phenomenal.
God, really I'm like, good. I can't believe they raised
it. It's on the Gamefly.
Like, oh, it's gorgeous.
I am excited for
is,
that one.
My pick of the week is going to be the game I would go out and buy first. Valkyria Chronicles.
Not a bad choice at all. No this way. Was so fun. I loved that game.
Yeah. I think it's going to do terrible, though.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they're not marketing it nearly enough. And see, this is the problem with the PS3 exclusives. It's like there's three big exclusives coming out next week. Well, semi-big. You know, Valkyria is coming out. Resistance 2 is coming out. Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm is coming out. What's the only one that anybody knew was coming out next week?
Well, Resistance 2.
Exactly.
But Naruto's kind of niche. And honestly, Valkyria Chronicles, I don't think that would have been hyped up if
God,
it, no matter
such
what
a good
was on.
Chance for Sega, though. You know, because they've been in the shitter for so long and they... just this
they,
game's great.
I mean, they nailed it with this game. They really nailed it.
I saw
and it's a shame that not as many people know
the
about
beta.
It.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's depressing. Anyway, Jason.
Yo, what's
up? Do we have more emails?
Yeah, we got some. You want me to read one? Or two?
Sure, go ahead.
Or three? Let's try this one. Oh, I missed this one last week. Well, I didn't miss it. It was in my... Anyway. Hey, Indus. It's Solid Knight 7, also known as Myco 7 on PSN and Xbox Live. Congratulations on getting nominated for the Podcast Awards. Yay! I definitely voted for you guys. You deserved it. Also, congratulations
awesome.
On Extra Life. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you for playing Offspring during Rock Band. Was that the guy that was requesting Offspring, like, constantly? Let's see. It was still great even when you failed the song and the batteries died on Chris's guitar. And thank you for playing Interpol, too.
That happened during Offspring, didn't it?
Yeah. That also, Chris up. And Jason, what happened to the other guy? I can't seem to remember who that is. Anyway, you guys rule and hope you win. And it's for the win. P.S. Guffy sucks in co-op, but it's cool.
Jeff, I don't know if we told you about that. In the middle of playing some Rock Band before 2 came out, the batteries in my guitar just died in the middle of a fucking song.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the notes weren't registering. I'm like, what the hell?
What the hell?
And we ended up failing.
Guys, I'm hitting it. I mean it.
Hey, yeah, Resistance 2, co-op was hard. That's all I'm going to say. Cool. Well, I could blame it on him and say he was a terrible medic, but, you know, it was me.
Let's see. Let's grab another email here. I've got a review from Ricky, but I think I have to put that one off till next week because Ricky's already got a lot of time. We're going to have to just produce a show just for Ricky. Just call it the Ricky Show.
Welcome to the Ricky email and voicemail show.
And he'll do his own questions of the week, and then he'll play drums at the end. And it'll be fun. I'll subscribe to that show. Let's see. This is from... Who's this from? High Tech Redneck. Is he a new writer? Is he a new listener? I don't know.
He's new.
Let's find out.
We'll continue on. We might find out. Suspense is killing me.
I know you all didn't create the game, but PS Nation and your commercial hooked and reeled me in. This is about Warhawk Wednesday, by the way. I have had my PS3 since 1107 and never really considered gaming online. This past Wednesday was my first experience, and it was a blast.
Awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, as I expected, I sucked, but it was still fun, and I'm looking forward to more Warhawk Wednesdays in the future. I have a few comments on the game itself. One, what a great game. There needs to be more games with trophies being rewarded for being a dumbass. Case in point, nosediving tank off cliff, Daredevil trophy, yay! There's another trophy that could be made available. A failure to communicate, awarded to tools like me who failed to read the instruction books. Again, case in point, listening on headset to other players talking, wondering why no one's replying to your questions asked, only discovered later on, after leading the game, R3 button was not pressed.
Yeah.
Nice. Hopefully, all games can someday receive as much DLC support. Hell yeah. Again, thanks for Warhawk Wednesdays. High Tech Redneck.
Thank you.
Also, Wednesday received due permit. Also Wednesday I received due primarily to the help of my teammates, Survivalist Trophy.
Nice. I don't know which one that is.
Neither do I. You know why we don't know? Because we don't friggin' play.
Yeah, I know. I haven't played Warhawk in a while.
So, yes. All right. Let's clear up the Warhawk Wednesday thing once and for all. Yes, we started it a long time ago for noobs like us because we were afraid of playing people online. And then people quickly, very quickly surpassed us and scared us into hiding.
Very fast.
So that's part of the reason why we haven't been on there. But luckily, we've got people that support it every week. And they're always hosting matches. And they're always keeping that forum jumping and hopping.
Yeah.
And I mean, people really, really dig this game. And it's so cool to see everybody, you know, coming together on this one. It's awesome.
Definitely.
Even though we're not there. We love you anyway.
We try. I go on when I have time, you know.
Yeah. I just haven't had time. Yeah, I mean, for a while I was hopping in for like an hour or so, you know, when I could squeeze it in, but these past probably 2 months
I got sick of hearing Chris whine. That's why I stopped.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
That's less than fun.
I'm just kidding, Chris. Don't be mad.
What? I didn't even hear what you said.
Chris, check your blood pressure. Mind. Don't
it's
throw
too
that
low.
Keyboard.
Make me angry. Well, High Tech Redneck actually also asked us to give him a shout out on a first PSN name, and we should note that it is spelled HYTEK REDNEK. So Adam is a friend, High Tech Redneck.
All right.
Cool. Or else. I'm going to add him right after the show. I'm going to do that. Let's see. I got one more email here.
Wow, we got a lot of emails this week.
Yeah. People like stepped up. That's really cool. Anyway, this is from... Well, he doesn't really say. He gives his real name. I don't know if I should give out real names. His name's Sean. Anyway.
Okay.
Hey, I've been listening to PS Nation podcast. Who the hell are those guys? I keep hearing about
them. I don't know.
Anyway, so he listens to PS Nation podcast, and he keeps hearing about, well, I hear a lot about you guys and the goo. I was wondering if your podcast was on the Zune Marketplace. I can't seem to find it. Well, Sean, neither can we. That's because we can't just add our show for some reason.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Zune Marketplace will only list someone in the marketplace if people, like lots of people, and it's an undisclosed amount of people, submit our show to the marketplace. So if you guys want to see us in the marketplace, hop in there, add our RSS feed, and hopefully after a while we'll show up.
Please do. Yeah, he actually emailed, and I got back to him, and he said that he did actually submit our podcast to the Zune Marketplace. So
good.
Thank you very much, Sean, and anyone else out there with the Zune.
Yeah, all five of you.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. I love my Zune. I really do.
No, I know. I've heard good things about it. Just that, I mean, the iPod's like the friggin' DS of like MP3 players. So
yeah, it really is.
It's a good analogy. So that's all we got for emails, I think.
Cool.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes? No?
No? There's a couple
Jeff,
here.
Jeff, are you
actually
sure we don't have any more?
Okay, we got two more.
We do?
Two more from, we do. Two little quick ones. From our good friend Dizzy.
Wait, did he send them directly to you or something, or what?
No.
I know he's a big fan of yours.
He actually sent them to you, Jason, and you sent them to me to make me feel better.
You're spoiling the magic of podcasting.
But here's the first one.
Wait, didn't he send a song too?
I don't know. That's why I was going to pause for a second and talk about how we're going to actually go about this part, because I don't even
well,
know.
Well, no, I've got the songs here. Let me start off the songs here.
All right, start with the song.
I don't know which one's first. I think this is the one.
I've heard people
say, there we go.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
This is one called I Heart Jeff.
Oh, all right,
go ahead.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. So, which email goes with this?
I don't care.
I'm serious, by the way. I'm totally confused by the way these emails are put together.
Just read them because they're all random anyway.
I don't think it matters at this point.
I think I ran out of facts. The song about the potato famine, hella funny. Really, it is. All right, you guys got that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm not playing the song, though, because this is way funnier to me.
So, are you playing the second song? Because apparently it's a lot better. It's actually quite beautiful if you really listen. Really nice song. I love Dan Lesak. And we all love Dan Lesak, don't we, guys?
This is the second song. I think he really likes you. Jeff.
That's kind of creepy. Let's not make now. Whatever. These went in your inbox, buddy. Your inbox was violated.
This is great radio.
But thanks, Dizzy, for those. Jason appreciates it.
Yeah, sure do.
I'm actually kind of jealous because they went to him and not me. But hey, you know what? That's fine.
Actually, they went to all three of us because they came to email in this.
That dude threatened to kill me today because I was like giving you shit.
Because he was mean to you.
I'm like, yeah, you can't sit on Jeff's lap or something. And not what did I say? It was something about because our fourth contest, right?
Yeah.
And I made a joke. Haha, funny. I was actually to replace Jeff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's like, I'm going to kill you. That's all he said in the post. I'm going to kill you.
No, Dizzy, you're awesome, dude.
Yeah, he is. He puts up with my shit. Well, yeah. I don't know if he will anymore. But I'll see.
Since you just butchered his point. All right.
No, he sends wacky songs every now and again. We can't play them all the time, so.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the question of the week next week, shall we?
Let's do it.
For episode
51.
Question of the week is going to be, user-generated content, a fad or the future? You decide.
Did you just say a fad?
I think you said what? Fat.
I think you said fat.
A fad.
Oh, okay. I heard fad, dude.
Because it sounded like fat.
A fad.
Fad of the future.
Is it the fat of the future?
Is it a fad of the future?
No. A fad with a D or the future?
What was the question again? One more time. No, for real. Okay, I wasn't listening.
User generated content. Fad or the future?
Gotcha.
You can answer the question by sending us an email, and that address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can now send us a voicemail again, because it's fixed. And the voicemail line is working again, too. And that phone number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can also leave us a message on Skype. We mean it this time. Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
And now paid for.
Now
Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Don't forget Warhawk Wednesdays. Be sure to tell a few friends about us if you enjoyed the show. And if you're on iTunes, leave us a review. We would very much appreciate it. Also, don't forget about our Facebook group. I think we are almost to 100 members. So all you people out there that are on Facebook and have not come to our group, come sign up. We'd like to see you.
Be our friends.
That's right.
You can see pictures of Jeff.
Yay.
You could also see pictures of Jeff at the end of the video. and a bonus Bork.
Yeah. Pink. 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 And a nose picker.
I got to keep my eye out for that. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, find the nose picker.
If you guys can find the nose picker and email me what time it's at, I'll give you mad props.
We'll send you a Little Big Planet code for Kratos. There we go.
I'll send you an Aerosmith poster.
It's even better.
I don't know if we have any more. I think we gave all those away.
Did you really?
I think we did.
Who wanted them?
We got rid of all the Wii Cheer pom-poms, too.
We still have those Pokemon books, right?
Yeah, we got some Pokemon books, some Viking art books. We've got some hats, some pure hats, and NBA Live, The Inside, 09 or whatever.
2K 09.
Yeah, NBA 2K Live. Sports ball hats.
2K Live Inside.
Mm-hmm. Look cool. For the nose picker. Look for the nose contest picker. Now.
Send us the time.
Right.
The nose picker contest. It's late and I'm getting delirious now. Do you guys have anything else you want to say? No. Before we wrap up?
I'm good.
Go out and vote, not for us. Go out and vote for the next president of the United States if you are in the United States. And
Tuesday,
able to vote
tomorrow.
If you're not a felon or something. If you are a felon, you can go ahead and vote for us at podcastawards.com and help us win those two Grammar Girl books.
You can vote for us if you're not a felon as well. We should mention that. all right, cool. Well, I think that wraps up this episode. So I want to thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Mm-hmm. And until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
He's refusing to. Jeff, you're not playing along.
I always expect something to forget it.
Oh, man. Play a lot of games, and we'll talk to you next week. Jason.
Cool. Have a good one.
So you do always have to have the last word, don't you?
I'm so lost without you.
Good one.